We're on Sitka's waterfront, just north of downtown, where the boom of a white crane reaches out over the water. It pulls hemlock branches off the front deck of a boat below, 50 to 100 pounds at a time. The branches are coated in yellow-white herring eggs. They look like they've been dipped in batter. Once the branches are clear of the dock railing, the crane's arm swings toward the back of a pickup truck, where Jessica Gill is waiting to stack them up.
They're pretty heavy branches, yeah. Probably the hardest work I've done all winter, that's for sure.
Gill is a fisheries biologist for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. The eggs they're gathering are a traditional food and will be distributed to tribal citizens. In the skiff below is Jeff Feldpouch, Gill's boss. His official title is Resource Protection Director. After the eggs are offloaded and the crane is shut down, Feldpouch climbs up the ladder from the boat.
Well, that wasn't as painful as loading it yesterday.
And onto the shore. He says he worries that the fleet will fish on herring that have already spawned.
It seems like if the thing is over, let's call it over and not continue to beat a dead horse, so to speak.
The Sitka tribe has long had concerns about the size of the harvest. Last year, when Fish and Game announced a nearly 29,000-ton harvest level, the tribe launched a publicity campaign calling the harvest excessive. And even with this year's lower harvest level, less than half of last year's limit, the tribal government worries about overfishing. Much of that concern is based in traditional knowledge.
If you talk to some of these elders who have been here, they were born back in the 30s, they talk about miles and hundreds of miles of spawn throughout the Western Baranof. Herring boiling on the water as far as the eye can see, you don't see that these days. So it tells us that these stocks are being managed under a shifted baseline. There's less herring now than there was back in the 30s. I know there's a lot of people who say we've got record herring returns. Well, it's only a record since ADFG has been keeping track.
The state sets the harvest limit for herring at 20% of the estimated total herring in Sitka Sound. This year, it is 11,549 tons. Feldpouch says the tribal government would rather have had this year's harvest around 7,300 tons. As of the deadline for this story, the fleet hadn't yet caught that much. Whether they make it to 7,300 tons, or even up to the limit of 11,549, depends on unpredictable fish and a co-op fishery. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.